with Dr. Chesney Moe, Professor of Physics. This interview is being conducted on March 3rd, 1993 at the Love Library on the campus of San Diego State University. The interviewer is Michael Milligan for the San Diego Emeritus Faculty Oral History Project, supported by a John and Jane Addams mini-grant.
I'll start talking. Okay. You want me to start talking now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Chesney R. Moe, Professor of Physics Emeritus, San Diego State University. I'm going to review first the background that led up to my coming to San Diego State as a student in 1925. I was born in the Indian country around Lake of the Woods, western Ontario, just north of the Minnesota border, in 1908. My parents were of hardy stock. My father is old-blooded Norwegian. My mother is from a Scotch-Irish clan, and they both, their families both came to, ultimately came to this continent by way of steamer in the 1850s, I believe, or sometime before the Civil War. The Moe clan came over from mid-Norway, not too far from where the next Olympics are going to be, at Lillehammer. And the word Moe stems from a Norwegian word, which I believe means farmland. But they didn't have last names in those days. The eldest son was always a son of the father, and they added daughter, D-O-T-T-E-R, for the eldest daughter, and the others got mixed up in the naming. And so when they came to this country, a great many families took the word Moe because they all came from an area around this area. In fact, I think it's now a town in Norway called M-O-E-L-V, I believe it is. My niece was over there 2 years ago. She was going to school at Chico State. She took a summer off and traveled back there, and she went to the old homestead. She sent us a card. The family came over by steamship under rather hardship conditions, and my great-grandfather, Ole Moe Sr., O-L-E Moe Sr., came about 1850, as I said, and they landed on the St. Lawrence River area, I think at Montreal, but it may have been Quebec. They were supposed to land at New York, but they didn't do it. But they came over steerage, as I recall or heard, and from him and his wife that he married over here, stems my family on the Moe side. My mother's name is Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, actually Miller and Duncan. They stem from Scotland and Northern Ireland, where they're having the trouble now over religion. And she, up to her dying days, 4 years ago, when she was 104, she was a very strictly religious person, really never outgrew her Presbyterian background, but she took up the Congregational Church when we moved to Chula Vista. From there on, the Moe family progressed in the state of Minnesota, mid-Minnesota, and my grandfather, Ole Moe, the son of Ole Moe Sr., became Ole Moe Jr., and he was the father of my father, Oscar Moe, and two other sons, and several daughters who died in infancy. The sons lived, the three sons lived quite some time. They settled there, and my grandfather did very well in business in the mid areas. Everybody was a nomad, traveled around a great deal, and my father, of course, being part of the family, he was just turning around 20, became a nomad as well, and he started to help my grandfather in the business. And my grandfather owned perhaps a third of the town of Akelia, a lumbering town around 1900, mid Minnesota. On my mother's side, bringing that up partially today, the Miller family came just the same way as the Norwegians did, on a steamer, but they purposely landed in the St. Lawrence area again, and I think again it was either Montreal or Quebec, but they settled in a town, a suburb of Toronto, which was called Markham, but which was out in the country 20 miles at that time. That's where my mother was born. The family, my grandfather, Miller, William Chesney Miller, after whom I'm named, my grandfather was a farmer, but he also dabbled in selling wholesale produce and became quite proficient at that. Sometime around 1902, they went down to Minneapolis. Might have been 1901 possibly. And my mother was of age to go to university, to go to college, and she decided to take up teaching. So she obtained her teaching credential in the class of 1902 at the University of Minnesota. Mm. And our first job was up in Akeley, the same town that my grandfather and father had settled to go into business, although it was primarily my grandfather's business. That's where my father met my mother, and they were married in Minneapolis in 1905. But my father, in the meantime, through my grandfather, had gone up to the Indian country at the Lake of the Woods, mm-hmm. which is right on the border, and it was primitive. The Canadian Railroad, not the Canadian Pacific, but the Canadian Northern, had entered there in about 1900, maybe 1898, and Rainy River, R-A-I-N-Y-R-I-V-E-R, the town, and a river that forms the border as well from the Lake of the Woods between the United States and Canada, was designated as a division point, mm-hmm. and as a consequence, the railroad took over. But when the railroad came in, built big shops for a little town, 1,200, 1,300, two sawmills came in, and they denuded most of that area of forest. But my dad had a trading post. We called it a trading post. It was a general store, but he did very well, sufficiently so that in 1911, mm-hmm. which was, well, at first, let's go back. I had a sister who was born in 1906, and she passed away in infancy. I was born in 1908, and my brother, who was still alive in Chula Vista, was born in 1911. In 1911, my dad had come west, and landed in San Diego, where my grandfather, Ole Jr., had settled and bought a lot of houses around San Diego, some of them in Logan Heights, on Main Street, mind you. And my father came, and he decided that this is where he's going to retire, although he's only about 35 years old. But he bought two lots in Coronado, which face North Island now, on the main drag going into North Island. Two lots there, which he held for 20 years or so, and then sold them when he was living later on in Chula Vista. But he decided to was going to come to San Diego. Now, San Diego was a very small town, maybe 25,000-30,000. And they were just deciding to, in 1911, to go into the exposition business. The competition with San Francisco and the completion of the Panama Canal in 1915, and they did a good job. San Diego Exposition, the remnants of which, or the residue of which, has been transformed into a tremendous asset to the city here, while San Francisco was leveled to the ground. But 1914, war started in Europe. Canada went into war, and my dad's two brothers were of army age, and my dad was 10 years older, so he was in about 35, I guess, 30, 35. And as a consequence, my dad decided, well, I've jumped the gun a little bit here. We came here in 1914. My mother brought us here in 1914, the beginning of World War II. And my dad brought us from Rainy River down through Minneapolis to Kansas City. And then he got off the train there and went back to Rainy River because the brothers were being inducted into the Army. And my mother brought my brother and myself on the Santa Fe Railroad out to San Diego. And we moved to Chula Vista. That's wrong. We moved to Logan Heights, where my grandfather had a house. And we moved into that house, and we stayed there for 3 years. My dad came back and forth periodically from Rainy River, and I went to the Logan High School for 2 years. I obtained a couple of years before then in the strict Canadian schools, although they were primitive in Western. The town of Rainy River didn't have a high school. You had to leave town, and the kids in town had to go up 100 miles to a small high school up the river, up to Rainy Lake, International Falls, where Bronco Nagurski became very famous. In fact, Bronco Nagurski, the very famous football player, was in my class. He's the same age as I. He just died last year, 2 years ago. Was in my class. I sat next to him a couple of years in Rainy River when he went to school with me, because his name was N and mine was M. But he was a big kid, and the word Bronco is absolutely right. The teacher couldn't pronounce his Polish first name, everybody called him Bronco. Well, be that as it may, we landed, my mother and we two kids landed in Logan Heights, and I went to the school there. Three years. And then my dad decided we better take the family back temporarily, at least till the end of the war. So we had to go back, and we stayed there until 1920, in which case then my mother and my brother, myself, and her sister and father came out on a Canadian railroad to Vancouver and down to Chula Vista. And we moved to Chula Vista in 1920, bought a house there. My dad came down later on. He retained a store up there, did very well, but he turned it over to his brothers, like all family relationships occurred, and he got out of the business.
So he retired early? Did he still retire?
Oh, yeah, he retired. He didn't do very much work after he was 45.
That must be nice.
Oh, he dabbled around in real estate. He wasn't. He was pretty frugal. Not frugal. He was pretty innovative. More so than I thought at the time.
Yeah, bad.
But we lived very frugally. My mother came from very tough stock, and she brought into our home in Chula Vista the rudiments of a frontier home that she'd been used to. We lived in Chula Vista. My mother, as I say, died there just 4 years ago.
Oh, wow.
In Frederica Manor, but our family grew up there in the middle of town, small town, 1,600 people at most, Chula. And it was full of lemon orchards.
Mm-hmm.
Streets were a quarter mile apart. That was the size of a lemon orchard. Lemon orchards were acres, and 640 acres was a standard, and they subdivided that. So the houses were a quarter of a mile apart. They were small enough that when I was still in